they would modify the existing production tax credit slightly so that New York writers' income would count towards the credit. Right now, that's not an eligible expense. The production tax credit has brought a lot of jobs to New York, camera jobs, audio jobs, post-production jobs, acting, etc., but unfortunately not writing jobs. So this would modify the existing credit to provide some incentive to hire New York writers. And in fact, it's focused particularly on diversity, which is in addition to the fact that it's very difficult for any writer to get a job in the state writing for TV or film, it's particularly difficult for women and people of color. So the credit is focused in particular on an incentive to hire diverse writers.
Where are these writing jobs now? Mostly in California?
Yes, overwhelming majority of writing jobs are in California. There are a lot of people who start as playwrights or novelists in New York, or they graduate from, say, one of the SUNYs with a film degree, and in order to get steady employment, they move out west. This wouldn't change the center of gravity entirely, but it would. We would hope locate some more writing rooms here in the state, and people wouldn't have to leave in order to feed their families. You know, make a reasonable living, get health benefits, and so forth.
For those of us not in the business, tell us how this works. Now, we think that people who work on screenplays, everyone's trying to pitch their own ideas to the movie studios, the TV studios. Would it include these people, or just people who are hired on a regular basis to write for TV and film?
Well, as a practical matter, it would mostly affect people who are at least trying to be hired on a regular basis in TV, to some extent in film also. The way a TV series is written, either a network TV series or one of those very popular cable series is, they'll hire a staff of writers, anywhere from 6 to 10, sometimes more, depending on the size of the show. And those folks will meet pretty regularly. Each person will write a script or two, you know, an episode or two, and they'll all work on the story arc for the season. And so you can work anywhere from 4 months to 8 to 10 months in a year, depending on whether your series stays alive. So once you've been hired to write on a TV show in particular, you have pretty steady employment for a while, and then you'll have a period where you're not working, and then you'll hopefully get hired for another series. So it's considered freelance employment in the sense that you're not working necessarily 12 months a year, but it's hopefully steady employment. That's certainly the way it works in California, where there's a lot of opportunities. It's a little more difficult to make a go of it in New York, but we would like to enable people to make a go of it in New York. And these are professional writers. A lot of people start out with just a dream, and they type away in their bedroom or their living room trying to come up with great story ideas. But once you've had an entree into the business, if there's opportunities in this case in New York, then you can actually work pretty steadily and earn benefits and pay the rent.
Back to your focus on women and minority writers, how much of the writing population is made up of women and minorities, and is it a growing number? Is it a shrinking number?
Well, it's not a growing number, that's for sure. A lot of it depends on season to season, but it's dramatically underrepresented. There are a lot fewer women and minorities who are writing than there are in the population. So, the stories that people tell, the scripts that people write, to some extent reflect their experience. And if you don't have a representation of women and people of color in the writing room, your stories will be more limited. So it's, I don't have exact numbers because it fluctuates from year to year, but it's pretty dramatic. You know, in some years there'll be a half dozen or so writers of color in New York, or sometimes less, and women are half the population, but maybe a third of the writing population. It's not just writing, and it's true across the board in the entertainment industry, but we're focused on the writing because that's where the stories come from.
So far, what's the reaction in Albany from the governor's office, from the legislature? Have you heard anything back on your efforts?
Well, there's a lot of support. People understand the case we're making. They agree with us that it's important to have a critical mass of writing jobs in New York. You know, in the long run, having a strong entertainment industry in New York will depend on having New York stories to tell. So people get that. People look at the numbers and they say, wow, the diversity thing is a real problem. So I would say there's broad support. The state AFL-CIO supports us. New York Women in Film and Television support us. We've had very productive conversations with the governor's office. You know, the question is, as you know, Albany is a complicated place. You know, is our bill going to get passed? Is our modification of the tax credit going to get into the budget? I don't know. But there's broad support. People get the case that we're making and agree there should be more writing jobs in this state, and there should be more diversity in the writing rooms.
I recall reading a reaction of one lawmaker to TV and film production tax credits, not for writers, but for the actual production of the films. And he says, you know, I open the paper on Mondays, I see these box office receipts, $50, $60 million. And he thinks, these people need our help. They're making huge amounts of money. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it's true. It's a profitable industry. And my native natural reaction is, wow, we shouldn't be doing tax credits. But the reality is it works. You know, particularly in film and television, where each series and each film gets made where the grass is greenest. I mean, Georgia has a big tax credit. People will make TV shows in Georgia. Louisiana, New Mexico, Connecticut, Michigan, everybody's got a tax credit. And the reality is that that's the way we attract the productions. It hasn't worked for writing because we're not in that tax credit. But, you know, as much as I share people's concern about using tax dollars, the fact is it's created a lot of jobs because producers look they look at all the tax credits in all the states and they say, wow, New York's got a really good one. Let me spend my $50 million making this series or this feature film in New York, and that's a lot of jobs. So it actually is, it's effective.